I was on the task force that resulted after the Andy Lopez shooting. We worked on that task force for about 15 months, and we examined all the different ways that we could improve police-community relations. Community policing, police auditor, community input panels, what we now have, what's called the Community Advisory Council, or CAC. So those are all things that are coming together at once. So I never think it's simple enough just to say that community outreach and community engagement will fix some of the distrust out there. I think it's a multi-pronged approach. It's having access to the top law enforcement official. If that's me, it's me. It means that I'm available to do interviews like this, to engage the public. It means that I show up to events and I'm available to talk to the public and answer questions. It means our deputies understand customer service. They understand our role and they fully buy into that. And training. It also means that we never give up on training. We always looking for scenario-based training that improves our skills, and that could be de-escalation training. We are the leaders in Sonoma County for de-escalation training. We've put over 500 police officers in this county through crisis intervention training, which teaches people about mental illness, but it also teaches them how to de-escalate potentially violent situations. So it's a never, it's a never-ending process, always evolving, looking for the best product out there.
And then part of that process to build trust is also the Independent Office of Law Enforcement and Outreach. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
This is a county-level department head position. So Sonoma County Human Resources has done a nationwide search. The pool has been narrowed down to a candidate who's currently going through the background process. I did sign a non-disclosure agreement, and someone just asked me the other day for a tip on which way it's going, and I can't comment on it right now, but I am excited. I think the candidate that they have picked and who is going through the background process is a breath of fresh air and will lead us into the future.
And, you know, it could be kind of a contentious relationship between the sheriff's office and that position. How do you feel like you are going to work with the director, whoever that may be, and what are your hopes for that relationship moving forward?
Yes, I think whenever you look at a police auditor or civilian oversight type position, there is room for disagreement. But sometimes, as they say, steel sharpens steel. And when we get criticized, it gives us a chance to look at ourselves and answer, you know, what can we do to get better? But there are also some things that our past auditor has suggested that we simply could not do because of cost, just simply impractical. And some other things that he had suggested we do, which we just couldn't do within the law. So there's always going to be some places, I think, where there's a little friction. And that's okay. And that's normal. And as long as we can continue to have the dialogue, talk, work it out, and continue to move forward.